On his return 4 months later, adversity now made him a great general, attacking his Scots and English foes alike.
In the end, Robert the Bruce simply outlived the old king, who breathed his last, fearing the worst, should ever his son, Edward of Carnarvon, have to meet Robert the Bruce on the field of battle.
Eventually, Edward died, here near Carlisle in 1307, en route to deal with Bruce himself. Ironically, at the end of his life, Edward turned thoughtful, even writing that he wanted to promote pleasantness, ease, and quiet for our subjects. But if you really believe this, he must have died a truly disappointed man. One story says the king left orders for his bones to be boiled away from his flesh and carried before his son's army, believing that as long as his bones march north, the Scots would never be victorious. But Edward Jr. was going to need more than his father's shinbone if he was to have any chance of success.
He was certainly not the incarnation of the community of the realm. Neither was he the true heir of the Caesar of Britain, the monarch of all he surveyed. He was just a loser.